You get over there. You went to that school too.
This is a recording for the Leelanau Voices Oral History Project at the Leelanau Historical Museum. It is the 28th of December, 1995, and I'm sitting in Ann Mazurek's kitchen, Mazurek's kitchen in Cedar, Michigan, with her brother Ed Garvin and her sister-in-law, Germaine Cabot, right?
Cabot Garvin.
Cabot Garvin, right. And we're going to talk about Hilltop School. I think we've already, make sure that we're here, I guess we are, established that we know that the school was in its original site, right?
Right.
In 1931, but we think we have it pretty much straightened out that it might have been moved in 34 or 35.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Ann, you went to Hilltop School.
Yeah, we went across the hills there too. You know, we had to walk about half a mile in or something like that.
Yeah.
At least that.
More than a quarter mile, anyhow. Mhm. Because that almost
from the main road, you mean?
Yes.
Right. That was that lane.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. That would be over a mile. That was quite a ways down.
No, I'd say half a mile.
Okay.
Yes.
How old were you when you started school?
Oh, probably six. I don't remember.
I was eight.
You were eight.
I was eight.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you say again why you didn't start till you were 8 years old.
Well, we had to walk all that distance, and that was all of 4 miles, wasn't it?
I'd say it's
pretty close.
Yeah, close to 4 miles.
And when the bad weather came in, like the winter storms and stuff like that, we still had to trot over these banks of snow, and there was no paved driveways or roads or anything, but that was the reason the person had to be in pretty good shape yet to get to school in time, because they usually start at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And by the time we take off in the morning, and it was dark when we left, yeah,
and it was dark when we come home, like in the winter time. Mm-hmm. It was, but
Never got a ride.
No, not to remember.
That wasn't too
many.
It was
just horses, and especially in the wintertime.
You could almost walk.
Horses and barking.
Well,
yeah. No, there were cars.
In the summertime, but in the wintertime they didn't go.
No, because they didn't even plow the roads.
Mm-hmm. They followed the tracks of the horses and their...
Right. That would be packed good enough that it'd keep you on top.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But when the spring came, then you start going through that snow, and he was going... You had to have good boots to keep on good track that way.
How many kids went to school in that school?
I'd say maybe close to 30. And one teacher.
One teacher to 8 grades.
Well, yeah, but she just had 3-4 students in one grade, and then she just had,
Yeah, that was. Mm-hmm. But she had from kindergarten to...
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Was there and there was just one room?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there cloakroom in that school or just?
Yes, there was just a hallway so we could take our boots off and clothes, you know.
Right.
Clothes. But then we had a great big round stove that teacher always built
heater
the fire.
Stove. Yeah, but there was a wood shed close by.
Oh, yeah, in the back.
And it was a wood shed, yeah.
Who supplied the wood for school?
Yeah, we didn't ask.
Do you ever remember
I think Kelly Petrovsky did. He brought it in.
Well, Jake, it would be for Jake Glazier's farm.
That
was
Betty's dad. They most likely got paid for it, but anyhow, the wood was always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you remember your parents ever having to do anything for the school, like be on the school board or be moderator?
No.
I don't think they had anything like that, mm-hmm. except like Mr. Dumbrell was the superintendent.
From over there.
Yeah, but he was the superintendent of all the schools.
Yeah, of Leelanau mm-hmm. County, I think.
I think he took care of most of the counties.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Leelanau County here.
Were your parents very much in favor of education?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they helped us whatever they could, not the oldest children, help the younger ones, you know, and stuff like that, to read.
We had to study by a kerosene lamp, too, you know.
At school?
No, at home. Home. Uh-huh. No, in school. No, we were always out before this.
There wasn't electricity.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't get electricity till 1939, wasn't it? 1939?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could have been somewhere along there. You would know sooner than I would, because...
I remember when it came on. My dad was the one that helped
pull the
cables over the hills and stuff like that. He was hired out by them. And,
no phones?
We did.
We had phone one time, but then I don't know, something happened that Dad had taken out towards the last, that I don't remember.
I don't even remember when, but it was one of those old-fashioned cranked ones.
They're worth a lot of money now.
So you had 30 people in your classroom, and then you just took turns reciting?
Yeah.
Did you have recess?
Yes, we had.
Now, what did you guys do for recess?
We went outdoors and...
Go play in the grass, because it was never cut. But we couldn't play ball, games.
We did play some, like I tisk it and I task it or something like that, you know, just these old-fashioned little games that we, in the summertime, you know, but in the wintertime, well, no, we
stayed in.
I'm sure of that.
We didn't even own any sleighs to go sleigh riding, unless it was homemade stuff, you know, as far as skis or sleds, they were all built at home.
So did the teacher give you games for recess if you stayed inside?
Yeah, I think we did, or else we just chat, you know, nothing special.
You brought your lunch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever cook anything at school?
No. Nothing that I know of.
I know we had a water cooler.
What was it like?
It wasn't one of these round...
Crock.
Put a cover on it.
Yeah, it was maybe about 5 gallons.
Yeah, and we used to bring it up from your
sister. Gallons.
Yeah, down. We'd have to carry it and pay it or whatever.
They'd bring it and pour it in that. They didn't take the crock.
No,
thing
no, they'd bring it in the pail and then carry.
So there wasn't a well at school?
No,
there wasn't a well. I remember these older boys had to. They were selected to go bring the water up.
Yeah, I know one time I went down there with somebody, I don't know who, down to Burgess. You know,
pick up the water.
Pick up the water, yeah.
It was a privilege. See, you got out of class that way.
Yeah.
And that was done with a hand pump. Pumped it out.
So school started at 9. What time did it end?
3. By the time we got home, it would be close to 5.
Took you about 2 hours to walk home?
Pretty close, if we went straight home. But we'd go visit all the neighbors and see if they had any watermelons or apples or something like that to munch on, you know. And usually they did. They always treated us, no matter where we went. They always gave us something to munch on.
So how many of you kids went together? How many were there?
Well, let's see.
We'd go to school together, but then these kindergarten kids got off an hour sooner or something like that, because I know I went home sooner than...
we did?
You had to walk home alone?
No, that was my old classmate.
Margaret Novak.
Yeah, and she graduated with me from high school. Yeah. She was one of us that walked with us, too.
And my brother Steve.
Yeah,
and my sister, Trudy.
Yeah, but you stayed on where the kindergarten went home.
And Donald Novak, and Edna, and Alfred, Eddie Skiba
went with us too,
yeah?
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. Well, I know we stopped over there and get some water or some watermelons or something like that.
Sounds like you had a great time.
It was. Yeah. Something to think about.
You remember them as being happy days?
Yeah, I'd say we were. You know.
The good old days.
Yeah? What did your teacher do? I mean, everybody wasn't perfect. Did she have discipline problems?
Not much, as far as I know. But I, like I said, I only went there for a couple of years, you know, and I was kindergarten and first and second grade. But I took the first and second grade at one time because I was old enough. But then when I was switched back to Isidore, or to Isidore, they wouldn't let me skip. So I had to take my second grade over again.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know, unless my grades weren't that good. I shouldn't say that on that recorder, should I? But,
So what subjects did you study?
Oh, we had history, geography, arithmetic. At that time, we called arithmetic.
Reading.
Reading, spelling.
You don't look at me because I
don't. Pronunciation. I don't know just what they call that at that time. Orthography.
English.
Well, yeah, but it was a little booklet that we had to read out of that too, punctuations and all that stuff.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Now it's all put into the reading set, you know, in the books there now.
Penmanship? Did you practice penmanship?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use pencils or pens or?
We didn't even know.
Pencils.
Pen.
We had pencils. Yeah.
Yeah, we had pencils. But actually, they were lead pencils. One of these little penny pencils. I think you can call those penny pencils.
Yeah.
So, what school supplies did you have to bring from home?
Everything. There was nothing.
Yeah. You mean your books?
Oh yeah. Well,
we had
to pay for them.
Yeah. Just they were your books, but like the working or. Tablets, get that nickel tablet, you know, and that was your thing that you wrote in.
We never had an up eraser, that one pencil.
Nothing's changed about that, is there?
No,
everything was bought, and you had to carry everything home, all the books.
And carry lunch.
Yeah.
What was in the classroom?
A globe, that I know.
Globe.
It was a globe,
yeah.
And then
blackboard.
I think there was one of these maps that wrapped up like a window shade.
Mm-hmm.
You pull it down and you get that, and the map of the United States, I think, was there or something like that.
Were there books to read or any kind of reference books?
No, not that I know of. Well,
well
I think maybe they had some.
Yeah, but each grade had their own book.
Did they have a rule book or?
Or was there a dictionary?
Yes, I think we did have dictionary.
What is your dictionary? A big one like that, I remember, on the stand.
Yeah, but I think we had the world book, too.
Encyclopedia?
So we could look up something if we wanted to, you know, in the class or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you have spelling bees?
Yes.
Was that something happened all the time, or?
Well, just in our school, but I don't know if we had it other schools like they do now. I don't know. But I know we had our spelling bee.
No.
We had to stand up in front of the whole class, and sometimes we had to recite our reading and stuff like that, too.
One thing I remember, we had to know our timetables.
Yes.
And there was these pamphlets that you buy for a nickel, they'd have it on the back.
Yeah.
But you had to memorize, you couldn't have it right off of the pad, you had to memorize them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I remember in my second grade, I could just rattle them right off.
Yeah. Well,
better than I can do now.
Practice anyway.
So you had to, did you have to memorize poems and things like that ever?
There was no plays or anything, was there?
We had a Christmas kind of everybody had to, teacher gave us some things that we had to say, and we had to remember what we were supposed to say, and then just kept going around, everybody had to say something about Christmas.
Well, see, they kept on going, I wasn't there anymore.
So was that a program where the parents came?
No.
No.
No,
just among yourselves?
There was no room for parents in there.
Did you celebrate any other holidays some way at school?
Maybe Easter, because I know we had to go to Holy Rosary during Lent. We had to go. We could go we were exempted. We could go over and walked across the fields and went to Holy Rosary there for
Good Friday
and some other services like Friday afternoon services.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Stuff. Yeah, we had to go. I mean, we could go if we wanted to.
You were
exempt
from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, teacher let us go for that.
So did you have potato vacation?
Yes.
Oh, yes. They did, plus us, we'd get, the bad weather was there, you'd get 3 weeks.
For potatoes?
Just to dig potatoes, right.
I know, we'd get done with ours, then we always had to go and help somebody else, the neighbors and stuff, to pick potatoes.
But that was a must.
Well, at that time, all the farmers would do it by hand,
almost,
too.
Almost every farmer raised potatoes, too.
Yeah.
And, that was all by hand stuff. I remember that was a must. That was
so then you had Christmas vacation or just a couple of days for Christmas?
That
I don't remember.
No.
It could be, you know, from Christmas to New Year's maybe.
Mm. And then were you out by planting season or when did you get out in the spring?
Probably by first of June.
Once you got the hilltop, always got out sooner, didn't it?
I don't quite remember just what, you know.
Yeah, because the laws changed, you know, and they had to put in that many days of school, so
mm-hmm.
as far as that goes, so I know Hilltop always got out sometimes in May.
Before 1st of June?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So you graduated from Hilltop.
Yes.
What did they do to recognize your graduation?
Glad to get rid of us, baby. I don't know. We were just happy to get our report cards and stuff, you know.
Did you have to go to a county examination?
I think we had the test right at the school, but we had the county exam. I mean, they gave us the exam
mm-hmm.
that we had to, what I got, I don't remember.
Did a special teacher come in to give it to you, or you just...
I think the same teacher. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So you never did anything with other schools? And
not that I know of.
You don't remember anything either?
No, I was just going.
She's just a little years old.
How can I remember?
She went there as long as I did, only a couple of years, but that was that much later. No?
Yeah, see, I went when the school was moved.
Yes.
That's when I started going.
And then where did you finish up?
Holy Rosary.
At Holy Rosary,
yeah,
too.
She graduated.
So you were telling me that in after 31 that the priest arranged, at Holy Rosary, arranged for the kids to be picked up and brought to Holy Rosary.
It would be in
37.
I think it was 1937 the bus started. Because we used to walk way around here, pick up 6:45 in winter time, and we'd walk way around because the snow got too deep and you just couldn't walk over the hills.
Yeah.
But,
that was in later years already, when you were getting older, the buses picked you up.
Well, that
yeah.
was when I was born then. Yeah, I got into third grade in Holy Rosary. So I just went 2 years there, you know, mm-hmm. 6 and 7.
But the school kept going.
Oh, no.
No,
no, it quit.
Because all the kids went to Holy Rosary.
Yeah, because the bus came around and picked us up.
We were trying to determine whether that was just because all the kids that would have gone to Hilltop were Catholic?
Yeah.
Or
I'd say 95% were Catholic. I don't remember if anybody
say,
wasn't
I'd
a Catholic.
I'd say 100% was
yeah.
Catholic because of the, I don't remember any of them.
Anybody
that
wasn't a Catholic.
That was going there. Once in a while they'd come, but then they'd move out somewheres, you know, and not that they would be permanent there. But they, as far as I know, they all went to church, you know, because we always had to go to Mass first
mm-hmm.
before school started.
Well, do you remember, well, we'll have to figure that out, whether they just made that the, you know, because I know at St. Mary's that was really a public school too at one time, you know, like they had
St.
it both
concurrently. And Lake Luna?
Yeah, concurrently. They held public school classes
well,
in St. Mary's, right.
Oh.
And I'll have to figure out whether that happened at Holy Rosary too.
No.
No, because at Holy Rosary there was a little...
They were still holding the public school?
No, there's a little schoolhouse.
She's telling you about the one I told you. She knows about that one.
Oh.
But when you went to Holy Rosary, there weren't public school kids going to school in that other building.
Yes.
There were?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was Stanley Wallers.
Stanley went there?
Yes, I know.
Ah.
To that.
His brother Louis or whatever his name.
Yeah, there was Louis.
There was several kids.
They were going to that.
Aggie went there too, he said.
Not to that.
Agnes Wojniak was teaching there, he was saying. He said he only went there 2 years.
Hey,
like
but he went there?
My dad went over there. It must have been that one because he says the school burned down and then they built another one. That's what he was telling me. That one by Holy Ghost.
So what was...
He doesn't know the name.
Okay, so we're talking about the school that's just right next to Holy Rosary too, and you
yeah.
said your father went there.
That's what he said. It burnt down, see, Eddie said.
Yeah.
And then they built another one. So it must have been my dad gone. He says it was the school burnt down. And he says then after it burned down, he never went back to school no more.
See, my dad didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
They went there. He was in the third grade. And when that school burned, he didn't go back to school no more.
No, why didn't he go to Holy Rosary?
My dad did.
I don't think it went up yet.
Holy Rosary? Oh,
I think they built it in 1920. Or something.
Oh, so there wasn't the. Oh, whoops!
Oh.
That's okay. It was my fault. It kind of collapsed.
I can't grab it fast enough.
That's okay. Okay.
Oh,
so, what was the name of that school?
He doesn't know either.
I don't know either. I know some people that went there. Stanley Waters.
Yeah.
Well,
just
you just wrote that
I
out
just,
to call
just,
Stanley.
Stanley Waters went to the school because it's.
That one burnt.
Nope.
Oh.
They objected, Stanley Waller's father objected to bringing his kids up in Polish.
Yeah, because
we had Polish,
everything
Polish,
had to be
Polish.
Oh,
and
oh.
He says, you can't go to Cedar buy things in Polish. How the hell are you going to buy stuff in Traverse in Polish? And my mother objected too, and there was an argument over me.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's the way they operated. There was Polish area, and everybody's going to be Polish. And I knew who was the Polish leader of Poland, but I didn't know who was Secretary of State, the treasurer. None of that we knew.
Yeah, that's okay. You're on the tape. That's okay. That's okay.
What?
That's, no, it's part of the history, you know.
Race.
No. So where did you go to school then? Cedar.
At Holy Rosary.
You went there too. We went.
I was smart ass. They put me 7 years in the eighth grade.
What? How many years?
Seven.
7 years?
I jumped me from first to third.
No.
That's not
it. Well, he's bragging.
You said you went 17 years.
17?
That's kind of what we're doing.
Half a year in second, and half a year in third, and just 1 year.
Do you think the kids in the classroom got along pretty well together?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Sure. Better than they don't.
No, that we
do you ever remember parents coming in? The class?
No.
No, you're just all there alone, huh?
Teacher right. was the boss.
She was the boss.
And you went home and you bitched about it because of the one.
At Christmas time at Hilltop, probably a week or two before Christmas, we drew names. All the kids could draw names and then we could buy a little present for them.
Mm-hmm.
Gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did the same thing at Holy Rosary. You drew names
mm-hmm.
in the class only, just that
yeah.
class.
Your
itself.
Own class, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you exchange gifts.
What was the funniest thing you think that ever happened in school?
I can't say.
Can't remember.
Funniest
I
thing.
Didn't know how to speak English.
You didn't know how to speak English?
When I went to Hilltop, I didn't know how to speak English.
I didn't
Were
either.
You speaking German?
Russian.
Polish.
No.
Polish.
I was Polish.
Polish.
I was
we
brought
all
up
are.
In Polish.
Everything was Polish.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Did you speak?
No,
Polish?
No, and when we were supposed to, because we were going to a Hilltop that was to be taught by English, you know, English teacher. I mean, she was
right.
English. Well, she could speak Polish too, but we always had to talk English. And she asked something, I don't know what it was, and I tried to explain it to her, and I didn't explain it perfectly in English, part Polish, part English. She laughed, always, you know, kind of.
So you learned Polish growing up?
That's
And you never learned English till you went to school.
That's right.
So this teacher had to teach you English.
That's right.
Well, we did a little bit of home too, you know, they started talking more English.
Yeah, but that's
a
mixture of Polish and English,
mm-hmm.
just catching on to English.
And eventually,
And your parents both spoke English too?
Polish and English too, right.
But the language at home was?
All Polish. right in?
Well, could you, no, it's just a, so you could go to church and you go to church and you go to school and you could come to Cedar and never speak English because your old community was speaking Polish.
Yes.
Pretty well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all Polish around.
It's not Joe Black. See, the people come in, he's around a big ring of bologna, a small one. Quarter of 50 cents. You know, they couldn't do it, no.
Yeah.
So did she have to teach you more English, more English words, or did you work on your English
you
at
had
school?
To work, yeah, because I know when we'd go even play in the playground, and if she heard you talking in Polish, you got it. And she had one of them little whips there that she'd go like that on there.
Whoa, now we're getting the punishment part now.
Yeah,
so how were you punished with, she would strike you?
With that ruler, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good deal.
Well, I never got it.
I did, because she caught me with talking Polish.
Mm. Well,
you know, we're supposed to talk English, even playing.
Yeah, well, we learned, Mom and Dad, you know, taught us some too, because they could speak English and stuff. Kind of broken.
Mm.
But she had a hard time then with the Polish kids coming in there, and she had to teach them English. And
so there were some kids that never learned English till they came to school, that whose parents did not speak English at all?
I don't know, but I was one of them.
Well, yeah, but you said your parents spoke both.
Yeah.
You were getting
right,
both at
right,
home.
Right.
Or
right.
You could.
Right.
Andy, Miss Nostrowski's wife, she couldn't speak English from the time she died.
She couldn't?
No. She was hello, good morning, maybe she knew what that was.
And when did she die?
She died maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, more than that.
50, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
More than that.
She,
just Veronica,
she
asked her, went to school with me, at my age.
Esther and Eddie and Johnny, they went with me.
I went
to school.
I went. The picture's on the paper here, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's more of them. There's a lot of them on our road.
1930,
there's a lot of them that could speak English. This is Frank Missouri, my aunt. She was a Flava, Steve Flava's sister.
She comes from here. It wasn't in 1931 then.
They didn't even understand English.
Mm. That was cool. Yeah.
So you still can speak Polish?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
You can read. Yeah, well, I was looking for somebody several years ago looking for this. To read Polish. I didn't find you though, did I?
Yeah, I can read Polish. I sing on a choir in Isidore, and I sing. We sing Polish in for Christmas. All these Polish songs.
Kolindi.
Kolindi.
Yes.
Kolindi.
Don't forget. There's Bobby Atkinson, a good musician.
Yeah.
He can play a hell of a lot of Polish pieces, but he don't know what the word means. He looks at the notes and all of that.
Oh.
That's what it means.
I'll go downstairs.
And that's the little. Okay, I'll stay on it. You guys.
How about another thing? Do you ever remember there being a school nurse that came through?
I don't know. My aunt would probably know more than I do because I was only in second grade there. And,
I remember Holy Rosary. I know at Holy Rosary because they were advertising Lifebuoy soap.
I remember that.
Soap.
We'd get bar soap.
Yeah.
And then we'd always have to, and they'd ask us if we used it.
And then we had to get a toothbrush too because, you know, when we were little, we didn't have a toothbrush until we started going to school. And we all had to have a toothbrush. And every day we had to mark down. Did you brush your teeth?
But this was at Holy Rosary, not at
public
school.
Well,
at
public school, that I don't remember. I don't think so.
I remember that in Polish school. We had to mark it
down.
But
they didn't do that at Hilltop?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think back.
Yeah, I know. Well, here I come out of the blue and say, okay, just tell me about, you know, way back when. How do you think? Well, when you went to Holy Rosary, you were integrated classes. It would be just like first grade in one class and second grade.
No, they'd have first,
grades.
First, second, and third. There was no kindergarten in Holy Rosary at that time
mm-hmm.
when I started there. There was first, second, and third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh, and eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so you were in mixed grade classes there too?
Right. But we were taught Polish history way in the fifth grade yet. I was in the fifth grade and it was all still Polish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain things were English, but religion and everything was all Polish.
When did they stop teaching in Polish?
Well, I don't know, but when we sent our daughters...
Yeah, my note, we had to take foreign language in high school. And there was the three smart ones of us that graduated together. We didn't want Latin, and they taught Latin for foreign language. You had to have foreign language, right? Okay, we told the nun there we didn't want to take Latin because we had no use for it. And what you going to take? Well, can we take Polish? It was easier for us. And... what you call
it. Smart
said,
what, right?
Well, the priest was the supervisor of the school. She said, well, you go argue it out with the priest.